you going today, Joseph?
I'm going good. You ready to get a podcast?
I am ready.
Hope you are at home. We've got a great episode coming up for you today with new segments you haven't heard of. And as we promised last week, we have the test. So without further ado, let's get into it. So on the weekend, I brought a Chromecast.
Yep, a Chromecast, like the Google Chromecast?
Yeah, plug it in your TV, what have you. It connects to my Google Home.
Yep.
And it can also connect to my iPad, you know.
Yeah, yep, yep.
So with my Google Home, I was thinking, is it always listening?
Big question mark.
So it only activates, supposedly only activates when I say, hey Google, right? But it must be always listening out, like if
all ears.
Yeah, if it says, if I say hey Google, it must be listening to everything that I say and waiting for me to say hey Google.
It must be waiting and listening with all ears, because how does it know that you said that?
Yeah, I know. And with your smart clock, you know.
Yeah, with the smart clock I went out and bought. So I have like a smart clock and a Google Home as well.
Are they linked?
And are they listening?
Are they linked? Do they link together?
Yeah, they're linked together. Like,
they're both listening.
Yeah. So are they like listening? Because one's in the lounge room and one's in my room. Are like one's listening to what's happening in the lounge room, one listening what happened in my room.
Have they brought out the Google Home Mini so they can get a little Google Home in every room?
Exactly.
And listen and store our data in China. Because like, every data always going to get stored.
Yeah, exactly. Like I can go onto a website on my phone and I can listen and play back the audio of me saying anything to what I've said to my Google Assistant.
Yeah,
so
I
it's recording.
It only shows you what it hears after you say, hey Google. But I bet you it's got audio
from other times.
But it just doesn't show you that. I've been thinking, you can get smart doors.
Smart doors, oh, yep.
They unlock when you tell them to.
Yep.
So what if someone from China decides to lock it and unlock it?
Exactly. Or people could break in and just walk in.
Or can someone call out, you know, through the crack under the door, hey Google, open the door.
Exactly.
Like, you know, if you have it close enough. There's smart coffee machines, there's smart fridges.
Exactly. I saw this YouTube video the other day where it was old, mate. He had a laser and he was shining it on the Google Home and he programmed the laser because lasers make like a little noise, like an output. But he was shining it with an audio recording of him saying, hey Google, open the door. And he shot it onto the Google Home and it opened the door.
Really?
So if a criminal had a laser thing,
yeah,
they could shine it on there, open the door and get easy access.
Like the smart lights?
Yep, yep.
Like, are the lights listening?
Oh, who knows? Everything might be listening. I have one, two smart lights.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't think they have microphones in them, but they might.
They might. They have lights. They could have microphones, but smart clocks.
Smart clocks, yep.
There's smart belts.
Belts, I say.
Yeah, they tell you your weight. There's Siri on your iPad.
Yep.
You know, like, let's bring Siri in. Ask her if she's listening.
Are you listening to us all the time?
I respect your privacy and only listen when you're talking to me. You can learn about Apple's approach to privacy on apple.com.
Look at that. Only listens when you're talking to me.
But if I go, hey Siri, and she activates,
I didn't catch that.
How did she know I said, hey Siri?
She caught that. She caught that. She caught the whole thing.
She recorded that.
She's listening to the whole podcast.
Yeah.
She gets early access.
Yeah, early access. Lucky you.
Unlucky. Yeah, but is Google trying to take control of our house?
Don't know.
Because they got control of our computers.
Yep.
And what I was finding is all Google apps are linked. Mm-hmm. Like, we have Google Classroom for school.
Yep.
And a teacher posted an assignment on meteorology.
Yep.
And it came up on Google Home and I said, how's my day going? It said, would you like to learn more about meteorology?
Really?
Yeah. And I'd been searching up about meteorology to fill out that worksheet. So they're always listening. They're all linked.
Yep.
So, like, Jack just came in with his phone and I opened up a Chromecast app and just connected to my TV.
Easy as, like, just...
Like, no password or anything.
Just like, simple.
Can someone come and connect to my Google and then come in and get Google to control and open the
Exactly.
Google?
They could record an audio, connect to your TV, play the audio.
Boom.
Yeah. Doors open.
Is Google controlling your house?
I don't know. Probably are.
Lucky they're not our sponsor.
Yep.
Or we would not be getting paid.
Sponsors, please. Free Google Home for everyone. So, Joseph, I was thinking.
Yes.
There are some things in the world that need to be updated.
Oh, I agree.
Like, for instance, a coat hanger.
A coat hanger. They're annoying. Right? They don't have any grip. Surely, you would think, do you put grip? Like, put some rubber. Like, put rubber. Make them out of rubber. Not metal. Metal's, it just slides off.
What about
off.
The wooden ones as well? They're like, they just slide straight off like I put a...
It's useless. And they're never wide enough.
No.
Like,
oh.
Surely someone could invent them. We got people...
Like a self-size adjusting, self-straightening...
Yeah,
something
or what about
like that.
A stick that goes in one arm and out the other? Like...
Yes.
You know, or I don't know, there's so many other things. Like, okay, bottle cap openers.
Yep. Oh, just the old metal
What's
thing.
What's wrong with the screw top?
Exactly.
Can you not just... I see... Oh, do we have a bottle opener? No, we don't have a bottle opener. It is extremely annoying because then you've got to try to use the tail bar.
Yeah.
Make them screw tops. And the bottle openers, they're hard to use anyway. They're like
a
lever.
You
know, manual... Like... Yeah, it's terrible.
So, like, cupboards. Like, they're really
what
outdated.
They're like a box... But with shelves in them.
Yeah.
It's... They're stupid. Like, yeah. The drawers, they don't even pull out.
No.
They need better hinges. Because, like, old wooden cupboards, they get grimy and the water gets into them.
Yeah.
There's not a... Like, they need to be more store... Like, there needs to be more storage in a cupboard. There needs to be more use for a cupboard. I'm not talking, like, a pantry cupboard or, like, some shelves. I'm talking, like, old wooden inboxed cupboard. It's just ridiculous. Yep. And I was thinking, saws. You know the hand saws?
Yep.
Get rid of them. Everyone's got a chainsaw. They've already been outdated. We don't need to keep using them.
Yep.
What's the point of them? It's like you got a chainsaw.
Exactly.
You know?
I suppose it's all right for little projects, but then like you get a circular saw for that.
Yeah, or like even when you're doing them tight things, the saw's too long.
Yep.
And there needs to be like a precision saw. It's ridiculous.
So like shoelaces as well. Thing.
God, what
like
are
Nike purpose? Have come out with self-tying shoes.
Yeah, but
exactly.
For the top
very
end
pricey.
Of town. Like shoelaces. There's a special way you have to tie them.
Special.
There's a special way you have to tie them, like. Surely, like, there's Velcro, but the Velcro wears out.
Yep.
You know, is there... Like, there needs to be an alternative that's cheap to keep your shoes up that is different than flex tape.
Yep, definitely.
Or glue.
Old Phil Swift. We can't... He won't be around forever, so we won't have flex tape forever.
Yeah, I know. What are we going to... There needs to be a new option.
Look, Back to the Future promised it to us. We need it now.
They promised hoverboards.
Yep. That was meant to be October 31st, 2016, 15, something like that.
Well, hasn't happened.
Still
got them old skateboards with wheels on them.
So all those scientists out there, get going on this, or engineers.
You know, this podcast is definitely going to be their swaying point for them to build a hoverboard.
Definitely. Right, so another thing that I think needs to be badly updated is like cables.
And cords. Like our microphones are connected to the computer. The headphones are connected to the computer. The iPad is connected to the computer.
The computer is connected to
the
power.
Wall. The PowerPoint's connected to a dual charger, which is then connected to the wall,
exactly. Which
is then connected to a PowerPoint. It's wireless. Make it wireless. I'm sick and tired of plugging it in and then plugging it back in. And PowerPoints, they need to be updated.
Yep, definitely.
Surely there should be a simpler way, because they never fit. One of the prongs are bent or it's rusted. I'm just sick of it.
And like magnetised to it, like something
like
that.
Yeah, something like, or make them just wireless. Make the whole house a charging point where they're just...
They're in the house, they're charging.
Where there's a big, you know, like a big solar thing at the top
like
of your house.
Like a coil on your house. Like
yeah, that draws power from the sun and just puts it straight in the iPads or, you know.
Yeah.
Or make everything wireless. Make a thing that you can plug into a USB thing and plug into another USB thing. We've got AirPods. Why can't everything be like AirPods? And backpacks as well. Yep. They need to be updated. I go to school every single day, except for the weekends, and have to bring a backpack. They are heavy. Surely someone's got to have a way. Like, you could put a little propeller at the top that lifts it up a bit, and then it wouldn't be as heavy.
Yep.
That's a really dumb idea, because it will be close to head. But, you know,
Definitely.
Or it's just there's one big compartment in it, so all your stuff's getting jammed around. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even fit, you know. And what's a back? Like, sure, you could bring like a suitcase that you wheel around.
Yep.
They're heavy, and they don't provide bag racks for you.
Yep.
And glasses that you fill up water with.
Yep.
Surely there should be self-filling ones that fill themselves up.
Yep. You there know. Should be a cup that keeps track of how much water you've drunken.
Yeah, I don't know. What's a serving of water?
Like with the smartwatches, these things.
Yeah.
They're like, they want you to put in how much water. Everyone forgets to do that. Well, so if
I don't
think
anyone's going to get a drink, all right, then get out their little table scale and place the glass on there. And
that's how much I've drunken.
And say how many sips they've taken, and say how long it took it, and how solidified the water was, how cold it was. No
one's going to do that. For it. So if you connect a cup to your phone and it does the work for you.
Yeah, Apple Cup.
Apple Cup. The iCup.
You know, last week we were going to storm Bill Gates' house. This week we're asking for his help. I need an Apple Cup.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the next segment we have today is, do celebrities' phone numbers actually work?
Because there's a lot on the website saying that, yeah, you can call celebrities on their phone numbers. We want to try.
If they actually work.
If they work.
Now, I've got the first one here.
So, I have... Whose number do you have?
I have, you know, the DJ Marshmallow.
Everyone knows the DJ Marshmallow.
Anyway, yeah, so he produces some really cool music. Anyway, he released a video and it was called Call Me and his phone number was in the title. So we're going to call him.
Let's call him.
And see if he picks up.
It would be pretty cool if he did pick up. Not going to lie.
Yep.
It's calling.
Very long ringtones there.
It's calling. Why is it so weird? It sounds like it's got a cold or something.
I can't accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Too many messages.
All right. Well, it says here, to chat with President Obama, just dial 202.
Oh, 11, 11. All right, let's give him a call.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line. The office is closed. Your comment is important to President Donald J. Trump. Please call back between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Our direct telephone number is 202-456-1111. To leave a comment for President Trump, please visit our website.
No! No! I want to do it now! Voicemail!
whitehouse.gov/contact.
Right, well, that was pretty close.
Right, let's.
We almost called Donald Trump.
We're going to call the Pope.
The Pope. Right. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yep, I'm a very holy person, and the next segment might change that. All right. 39-06-69-82.
You can talk on this one, Joseph.
I'm going to talk to the Pope.
The number you have called is not connected.
It's not an available number.
Oh.
Are you sure about
Bill
that?
Bill Gates. I want to call Bill Gates.
Look at this. All right. Okay.
206.
Plus one. 206.
709.
709.
3100.
All right. You want to talk to Bill
Gates? I want to go to Bill Gates.
Talk about story. Hold it against there.
For calling the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Due to the high volume of calls, it is best to use the Contact Us page at www.gatesfoundation.org.
Gates Foundation.
Right,
if you wish to leave a message, please include your name and email address.
Yes.
For more information about our work, please visit our website at gatesfoundation.org. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Record my call.
Thank you for calling.
Right. Oh. Well, that's the Bill Gates line, and what that is that's his foundation. All right. So Joseph supposedly found.
Oh, we can supposedly call Tiger Woods, which is a famous golfer. So there have been reports that claims he reads every single message that he gets from his fans. So go ahead and message him. Can we call him? through a message thing.
Well, let's see.
Do I want to message him and see if he messages back next week?
Yeah, let's do that, actually.
So, do you want to message him?
Oh, let's call him quickly.
Oh, yeah, call him. It's not ringing.
Thank you for calling PGA Tour Headquarters. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Send him a message.
And we'll see if we get a text message.
Okay. Dude, can I voice to text? I want to type it. Hello, Tiger Woods. Do you know who we are? We are famous Australian podcasters and would love to have you on the show. If you wish to, please message me back and we can have you on the show. Goodbye.
All right.
We're with the message sent to Tiger Woods. Hopefully he's going to come on the show. I just want to call one more person because I have a desperate need to call an American lady who is a TV presenter, I think. Who's Oprah Winfrey?
Or something like that.
I don't know.
What if she picks up and you don't know who the hell she is?
Or do we have her on?
I don't know. Well, let's call her. Call.
Ding, 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 ding. Ring, ring. Oh, that's promising. That's a good ring. It's ringing. It's ringing. I can hear footsteps in the background.
I mean, it is no, don't cancel it.
Who cares? She can wake up.
We could be waking her up.
No, I don't care.
I mean, it's ringing longer.
So I know. Be calling. She's probably just going over there. She's probably just...
It's
actually ringing a long time.
We'll be back when she picks up, ladies and gentlemen.
Pick up, pick up. Oh, come on. How many rings do you have on your phone? Come on, pick up, pick up, pick up. Pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. I just heard a noise. What's that, man?
Did she hang up?
Did she hang up? It just beeped.
Or did it just ring out? Maybe she canned it because it was night time.
Call her again. Can you do that?
We'll call her next time on the show.
All right. So, we said there's one more. I really want to call Santa. Like, I really want
to
call Santa.
Really badly he wants to, so, like, I'm going to let him now.
Call Santa. I want to call Santa. For free. Because I don't want to pay. Oh, God, where is it? I had it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to type in the number.
What is it? 651-262-3062. This is the last famous person I want to call. You got it?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is ringing.
Is it ringing?
It's picked up. Merry Christmas. Merry Homer season.
Santa Claus, and you have reached my personal hotline.
He reached me on hotline.
I've been very busy making all of those toys to deliver on Christmas morning.
I
want you to know that your family loves you very much.
Oh, God.
And so do I. So be
Santa,
good.
Can I speak to you?
And don't forget
Santa, wait,
to
stop.
Always
Santa.
Listen to
Santa.
Us. Listen to us.
Listen to
when
us.
When you hear the
Santa.
Tune, please leave me your Christmas gift wishes and holiday cheer.
Yeah.
And remember, kids,
we're going to tell them about the podcast.
I know who's been naughty and nice.
Damn, he knows.
Merry Christmas, and I'll
Merry
see
Christmas
you season. Soon.
Listen to Santa.
Hello, Santa Claus. It's Jack and Joe here from the Jack and Joe Show, which is a podcast in Australia.
Very big, very big.
Very big podcast.
Huge.
Bigger
than you think.
If you'd like to come on the show, send us a message on this number, and hopefully we can get you on the show. Merry Christmas, mate. Toodles. Birthday cards.
So I was at a party, right? I was pretty happy I got invited to the party.
Yep.
And then I was pretty unhappy that I got an invited party when I came to their birthday card aisle.
Oh,
there is
such a tough
there
decision.
There is cards for weddings.
Yep.
There's cards for funerals. There's cards for birthdays.
Yep.
There's cards.
Well, just for, on the birthday thing.
Yeah, like for babies' for birthdays.
What, first year, second year, third year, fourth year.
For like happy birthdays, like, you know, for older kids, like teenagers. But there was none for about the 13 age.
No.
You know,
there's barely anything.
There was ones that didn't have an age, such as happy birthday, I hope you have a great day and I'm getting good vibes off your... I'm thinking, I'm not writing. You know, that's not going to get put in.
No.
I think there should be straight talking birthday cards. Like for a wedding. You got married. You're not the first one to get married. I'm not wasting a tree on you. Good on you.
Yep.
You know, like for people that have died. You died. You're not going to be reading this card. So why bother? Do you know what I mean? Like really straight ones, like for a newborn, you know, when it goes like the card goes, it's a boy. Card should be like, I know it's a boy. Like,
here we go. He's
I gave
a boy,
birth yep. to it. The card doesn't need to say it's a boy. The person already knows what gender of the child is.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think a gender reveal party on the card you give to the baby.
Yep.
And like for happy birthday, she'd be like, happy birthday. You've turned another year older. That's great. I'm really proud for you. As you can tell in the tone of my voice. Or they should be ones that have pre-recorded messages. Should be like, you know, be able to pre-record it or something. But
I think you can.
Yeah, but they're pretty expensive.
Yeah, but they're like 30, 40 bucks.
Yeah,
so
like God.
You got to be cashing in the dollars.
Yeah, like, I was thinking, you know, like for the, you know, there was none, as I said, none for 13-year-olds.
No.
There was...
Like,
know.
It gets to about 10 and then it's just like, nope.
Yeah,
and then it
you
skips
know,
to 18.
It comes to, you know, you could pass off... You could give a 10-year-old, like, a tiger with a fluffy belly.
Yeah.
Just most of the 13-year-old cards really babyish. I ended up going for a one that sort of cut straight to the point. It said, happy birthday. I thought, nice, cut straight to the point. You know, but there was someone that's happy birthday. Hope you have a good day. No, I don't hope you have a good day. I'm just wishing you a happy birthday. There's no, you know... other things to it. I'm just wishing you a happy birthday. You know, I've got
definitely.
You a present. That's enough. The present will make you have a good day.
And people just throw out the cards anyway.
Oh, yeah, they throw them out. No one keeps them. You know, you can make a handmade card, but no one likes them. They're too much hard work. They're old. They're made out of a cheap A4 piece of paper. There needs to be a card where you can insert, like, a photo of yourself or something.
Yep.
Or like, there
like
needs to
insert
be like,
photo here,
yeah,
little
like,
plastic sleeve, you whack a photo in
or
there.
Or, like, a card that actually is half decent. Like, you know, that people might go, oh, that's actually a pretty good card. I'm going to keep it. You know, the cards that have jokes in them, let's face it, they're not very funny.
No.
Like, no one looks at both the card and goes, ha, that's funny.
Yep.
No one does that, if you do.
No. And if you do... Like, it's very bad humour.
Yeah, like it's like, ha, so bad. I'm just going to laugh at it because I feel so...
I kind of saw one the other day. I don't know if it was an attempt at humour, but it said, today's your stupid birthday on the cover.
Today's your stupid birthday. See, there's...
Was that an attempt at humour? Like,
Well, it wasn't a good attempt, was it?
No.
It was very... See, like, people, they think they're funny. It's like, wow, you're really funny. It's not... There was another one, and it was like, you know, it was a, like... It was for, like, you know, to celebrate someone's pregnancy. And it was Mary. And she's standing there with, like, Joseph. And she's just had Jesus. And then she goes, only God knows how I got pregnant.
Wait,
exactly.
Were you leading to that?
That was the joke was. Exactly. What? I wanted to do that as to show, like, how uncool it was. Like, someone needs to bring out a birthday card. But that's more than a birthday card. That's
oh,
like,
I also saw this other one the other day.
Why can't we have wrapping paper that have cards built into it?
Yes. Yep. I saw this other one the other day. It says, yes. Here's your fat-free, gluten-free, sugar-free, carb-free, dairy-free, organic, vegan birthday card.
That would be great for Greta Thunberg.
Yeah. But, like, honestly, it's a sheet of paper. They've already sorted the tree. You're not eating it, so who cares if it's fat-free, gluten-free,
yeah,
sugar-free?
They're not funny. What's some more terrible jokes, Jack, that people have attempt of humour on the card?
Well, there's this one here that's on Amazon. It says, your stupid face is too far away. Merry Christmas.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a lot of laughs out of that. I can see that getting straight on the wall. Like, who...
This one as well... You still look like a teenage teenagers, so I pretty much hate you, but have a great birthday.
Yeah, like, seriously, just write on the wrapping. Like, just write a little thing
on the wrapping. Oh, my God, you're so freaking old. Happy birthday. Like, things like that, like, no.
Would you get that to a baby? Not
that funny. Just side note, that one looks like it's got Donald Trump's hair on it. On the cake. Anyway.
What else are some other ones? Like, some really terribly...
There's this other one here. It says, adulthood is a soup and I am a fork. Thanks for, well, being a fork.
That's great.
No one's
going to keep that. No one that is mentally okay in the head is going to keep that card.
Another one here. You're getting married. I'm getting drunk. Like, these things are just like really?
Seriously?
No.
It's like...
The attempt was there, but they just failed.
They failed. It was no good. Like, I don't... And then presents. There's no presents really for our age. And
no.
Mum's like, oh, you can't just get the money. I'm like, why not?
Well, you can give me the money. Things people say that aren't true.
Yeah, money is a great gift. Making
connections.
I would be happy with money for my birthday.
Yeah, exactly. You can go spend it. No, we have to give you a gift card. If you're going to get us a gift card, get us a Visa gift card that you can spend anywhere. Because I hate when they give you...
And I don't know what is the limit for a birthday party. Because you don't want to overspend because you look like, you know, you're spoiled. But then you don't want to underspend because it looks like you're a cheapskate.
Exactly.
But then do you overspend? Because, like, generally parties, like, are pretty expensive.
Well, I usually keep around the $20, $30 range. Yeah,
$25, I think, is the most that...
I would spend. Like, I wouldn't spend much more than that. Like.
No, it's... There's no... Like, and generally, I don't get what a present... Like, is it supposed to cover the cost of the whole birthday party? Like, the birthday present, is it supposed to be as much as what it costs to have you at the party? Or is it supposed to be cheaper than that?
I have no idea. These are the things we want to know.
We're bringing out a book. Don't know how we're doing it, but we will.
Yep, sure.
On your guide of how to successfully buy a present for someone for their birthday.
That's a very lengthy title, but we'll go with it. Okay.
How to birthday correctly.
Yeah. And we'll make a website where they can submit.
Make a website.
We'll make a website so you guys can submit ideas. More information on that next week, though.
Yeah.
Thank you, that's it for this.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the show today.
Yep, and big thank you to Anchor for sponsoring this episode of the podcast again. Big
thank you to Anchor.
We'll be here same place, same time next week.
See ya.
Thank you for listening. Bye.